Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Scott Webber, the president of the New South Wales Police Association, is on the line. Hi, Scott.
Yeah, good afternoon, Scott.
Thanks for your time. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year too.
The first thing today I want to ask you about is New South Wales Police being put on high alert. What do you know about that? Have you been briefed?
Yeah, so look, we're on a high alert, but I think we already have been for a long period of time. And the world of the policing has changed, and not for the better. But we need to be extra vigilant, and again, making sure that police officers are looking after their own safety, because a lot of police officers are extremely selfless people, so they're more concerned about their colleagues, the community, and sometimes we, forget or a little bit neglectful. So we just need to make sure that we reassess that all the time.
Why, just so I understand it, why the need to go on to high alert if we've already been in that state of readiness, particularly after the Martin Place siege? I mean, why the need to say it aloud, to mark it as high alert?
Oh, look, I think today is just to actually reinforce with police officers and also the general community. Look, we can't be complacent at any time. And there's obviously a lot of issues occurring over the world, and we've seen horrible incidents occur here in Australia, and we need to be ever vigilant. And so today is just reinforcing that.
So you support it? You support us increasing it to a high alert?
Oh, definitely so.
Okay.
I think we need a lot more other things, resources and training, and that's what we were requesting at the present moment. We were requesting that for the last couple of months after the election.
Don't answer this if you don't feel you can, but is there one specific, has there been some form of a threat or something specific that has brought about this heightened alert?
No, not to my knowledge. I think it's just general across the board. And again, New South Wales Police every day are dealing with threats and incidents, and across the board we're stopping them and we're locking up the offenders, but there's nothing specific to my knowledge.
All right, the talk about the go-ahead now for BMVs, this is new language to us, but the body-worn videos, what's that going to change?
Oh, look, this is a fantastic tool for police officers. We've had in-car videos for the last 10 years, and we saw a massive change in the plea of guilty, so at court, meaning that police officers are not tied up with court time, not going in there giving evidence, and they're back out on the road, keeping the community safe. But I think what we'll see, and we just saw recently, and you've discussed it on your show, domestic violence incidents
yep.
like that, what it'll do is it'll put the courtroom, the judges, the magistrates, and they need all the assistance they can get, but also the jury, and it'll put them there when the actual incident occurs. They can see the emotion, they can see the damage, they can see the kids crying, but on top of that too, we get the information firsthand, and it's just another great way to put evidence before the court.
Are there any pitfalls? Are there any concerns that you can see? Because I've got to be frank, I'm flat out finding one or even thinking of one.
No, look, a lot of people say it'll change police behaviour. Well, police behaviour's already changed over the years, we deal with offenders in a different way. I think what this actually means is that police officers will be able to put the court, the jury and the general public in the incidents they're involved. They'll see the violent nature, they'll see the officers getting attacked, and also it'll stop the complaints against police.
Scott, thanks very much again. Happy New Year. We're leading into an election period. What do you think is going to be, from policing, the one single issue that either will be or should be talked about the most before the election?
Oh, look, to me it's resources, and that's a very broad comment. But look, policing can't be dollars and cents, and we've just seen that over the last couple of months. We need to make sure that we have adequate resources. That's obviously police numbers. We have one of the lowest ratios to police to population in the Western world, and we need to make sure that we maintain that. And we've done some great jobs in reducing crime, but I think we can do better. And we need to make sure that we have new technologies, such as you talk about, the body-worn videos, but we need to have access to tablets. Need to make sure that we have, you know, technology such as broadband and radio bandwidth. All those sort of things are really important. So for us, it's making sure that we have the tools and we can be safe so we can keep the community safe.
Scott, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
No dramas. Thanks for the support.
Scott Webber, President of the New South Wales Police Association.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.